Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Welcome to another episode of Girl Talk, the first official Clique Six podcast. My name is Cam, and I am joined by a lot of people.
There's three of us.
That aren't good at doing intros. Hey, Liv.
Do you want another one? Do you want another one?
Can we?
You want to host it? What are you doing?
100%. I'm perfect.
100%. We're in it now.
Hi, I'm Liv.
I'm J-Lo.
Hello.
Alex.
Oh shit, sorry, no, wait. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Hi, it's me, Alex.
How you doing? My name's Cam, as I said before, and we're doing Girl Talk. Girl Talk is games in real life. So essentially it's just a podcast where we talk about a bunch of games, the mechanics of those games, and then what they'd be like in real life. And whether or not we'd actually want to do them. But of course you can't do your own. That's disgusting.
No.
So every show we talk about these games and bring them up, and everyone here has all their games prepared, and I'm trying to find out who to make go first because no one's.
Can I have a lolly?
What do you want? Oh yeah, you guys like bad shit, so fuck it.
Yeah. Man, all right,
I'll take the swing on this one.
J-Lo, yeah, you're up. What's shit. Up?
So today I'd like to bring to the table good old Portal. Who remembers the Portal?
Portal.
Craze? It's only been 10 years.
When is that? Yeah. How long ago it was?
Yep.
Yeah, it's so long ago.
Yeah, 2007.
It's an old ass game.
But it still plays really well because of its main mechanic, portals.
He brought portals from Portal.
Because the dope.
Wow, riveting.
Oh. Fucking hot take with Liv. Jeez.
It's really good. I like it.
You play that game, and the first thing you think about is how could I use portals in real life? It'd be fucking sweet.
Sure.
So, a classic example.
What would you do if you had portals?
If you hate that commute to work, have a portal at your home and a portal at work.
It seems inefficient because if I want to use the portals for anything else, I have to break that and then I have to like go to work.
Well, yeah, when you
it's true, actually.
When you pack up on the Friday, close your portals down, and then you've got the weekend free.
Can
so
somebody
Monday
else
morning
use
have
them?
To commute.
That is the problem. Someone from your office could walk into your house.
That's a big problem, actually. I mean, are we going back to that pervy thing or what?
Could you like?
You could probably hide the portal.
Always gets pervy on the girl talk.
I'm not sure you can.
Well, it's human portal. Size, isn't it? Yeah.
Okay, you know what? This isn't undoable, right? This is a locked cabinet.
I would like to undo it.
This is a locked cabinet.
Okay.
Like a locker. You could probably get away with a locker.
Sure.
That has a lock on it.
Yeah.
My locker at work is the size of a shoebox.
Ah, you need one of those nice and long ones.
Buy a new locker. Like what? That'd be like a couple $100. Put it in your office, stick a portal in there, and then only you can open it up, I don't know how, from the inside.
I was just thinking that. Yeah, when you come back through, how do you open your locker from the inside?
It's doable. You could do it.
Okay.
It wouldn't be that hard. But
you transform
think about,
into a lockpick.
You could go home for lunch. You don't have to bring your lunch to work.
It's true.
You can sleep in as late as possible.
That's true.
And yeah, it'd just be easy.
I would, you know what?
Easy living.
I'd just become a YouTube sensation.
Like when portals came out and everyone was CGIing portals?
Yeah, except like, you know, just like me peeing from my bed into the toilet.
Thank you. I would like to see that.
Really?
That was where my mind went immediately. It was
you
like,
got to put the first, you got to get out of bed though to put the portal in the toilet. But once it's there.
Oh, it's all
there. Like, yeah. Here's the thing. I just carry around. Excuse me. I just carry around the blue portal with me. My orange portal's over the toilet. If I never need to go, zip, portal, piss. Bye. Sure. Done.
Awesome.
See ya.
All so you that. Wouldn't actually just step through the portal and stand in your own bathroom. You'd pee through the portal.
The world is my toilet. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so in Portal, I'm going to... Oh, wait, no, hang on. Yeah, because in Portal, it's only some... objects that you can actually shoot portals on.
No, you can't attach portals to moving objects and specific anti-portal surfaces.
And technically, it's the moon's dust a la Portal 2, which isn't the canon that you're doing because you're doing Portal 1.
Sure, Portal 1, yes.
But
Portal 1, because when you escape just, in the second half of that, it's portals on mostly any surface.
Yeah. That's true.
So
we'll go with any surface.
As long as it doesn't move.
I can use it to look at the back of my head.
Anywhere.
Oh, I want to see the back of my head. Who's in the back of your head? That's what I thought.
I have. It's called a mirror.
No, but,
You go get your hair cut and they say, would you like to see
but
the
also
back
I can style the back
see,
of my
that's
head
not
real
you
good.
See, if you look in a mirror, that's not you seeing the back of your head. That's you seeing a reflection of the back of your head. It's not the same.
Yeah.
It's mostly the same.
Mostly.
Give yourself a shoulder rub.
Well, I was actually just thinking, I could go...
I'll just open up Liv's mind a little bit.
Yep. It went a bit pervy.
Liv's back on board.
Getting pervy with Liv.
I could go back to my old FIFO job. Fly in, fly out.
You could.
I'd come
portal home
every
in,
night.
Portal out.
Yeah.
Pipo.
Pee in, pie out.
Peepo.
That's what I said.
You said Pipo.
Well.
What, I'm just going to pee in it.
English is a weird language.
Yeah, definitely do it. That'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I can't figure out a bad side.
Like, I would pay someone to carry one of the portal shots to a country that I'm about to go visit.
Yeah.
And then I avoid the plane as well.
That's right.
That'd be so good.
It'd be so fucking good.
Yeah.
We just like, I mean, you just like put up a website saying, hey, y'all want to go to London? I'll go.
Can you ship a portal?
Oh, shit.
No. Because it can't move. So you have to shoot it.
You put it on the wall. You take the wall, put it in a box and ship it.
And light work.
Also, eventually they did figure out like moving portal technology in Portal 2.
Because you know,
for one very specific moment.
That's right. You can't. Yeah, but you wouldn't get that gun on the plane, would you?
No, because you shoot, you like do your portal thing here, ship orange portal off, shoot your blue portal here. Cool. See you later.
Yep.
I'm talking about breaking to bank vaults again.
It's always back to bank vaults. See, that's actually doable though, because you can just get in and get out. And then, I mean, I don't know how the fuck I'm going to get into like me.
Ocean's 11 is like 11 minutes long if they have portals.
I think the guy that goes to close up the vault is going to see that nice glowing blue portal on the wall and go, huh, that probably shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Steps through it.
It's just you on the outside going, like, so who the fuck are you? Like, can you hear things through the portal?
Yes.
I think
believe that is the case.
So you can like mess with motherfuckers and start like yelling at them and hollering.
Because it's essentially just a window that opens up.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, we're familiar with the idea of portals. Do you want me to do like the Sam Neill Event Horizon thing where I get the piece of paper, fold it over and poke a pencil through it?
Yes.
Could you?
Okay, well, can you get some paper?
Pencil. Over there.
It doesn't play on a podcast, sorry.
I don't know about it. Yeah, I mean, you'd be a thief. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
You've got to get the portal in there, though. Thieving, I think, is actually harder than you think with a portal.
You can use portals for good, right? You don't have to be a thief.
I love that that's where our minds go every single time. Is like, how many horses can I kill?
Thieving.
How many bank vaults can I break into?
Yeah.
How many naked people can I look at?
You could use a portal for good. You could shoot one into a burning building. And then pop in and out.
Yeah.
But the flames would come through?
Probably, yeah.
Is there any one thing that you would love to get somewhere completely different very quickly and efficiently that otherwise
like
couldn't?
Move something.
Yeah, like
move
I'm talking-
an object.
Like a penguin in the Arctic in the middle of a desert instantly. You know what I mean?
No, you just start up a moving company. So that couch.
There we go.
There you go.
Into the new house.
Yeah.
You slide the couch through the portal. It's there.
You pivot.
Is the portal big enough?
Yeah, the portal could fit a couch.
Just gonna pivot.
You could do a fridge as well. Just slide fridge from point A to B like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have to keep fridges upright.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because of the liquid and the cooling system.
You could squeeze it through.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if you could.
Yeah.
I reckon you could tilt that fridge just for a minute, just sneak it.
Yeah, you can tilt it, but you can't like keep it there for a whole transportation.
Yeah, exactly.
Time.
That's what I'm saying.
You start a moving company.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Moving, delivery, whatever you want. Yeah. Same day delivery, 20-minute delivery.
Yeah.
What do you the portals don't. You need to move put the portal there first.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yep.
So hang on. In the video game Portal, there are at any given time maximum of four portals.
If you have the two portal guns.
If you're doing co-op. So is this an instance
this
where
portal
like,
one, right?
So, yeah, this is doing portal one.
Oh, you had co-op portal one?
No. But in portal one, like, so if we're looking at portal one specifically, you're the only person that has the two portals.
Yeah.
Okay. So no one else can have you, just you.
Yeah, well, it's the portals come out of the gun.
Okay. So
you have the gun.
So you have the gun?
Like, you have the gun. You have the portal gun.
Right.
So you can shoot it here, pass me the gun, and then I'll go to my house, shoot it there. And we could have a sleepover whenever we want.
Wait, is this pervy again?
Yes.
We could just like fucking land 100% of the time. Oh, yeah, oh my god.
Pass the land cable straight through.
You want NBN, Alex?
Yeah. Pipe it straight through to me.
Yeah. Okay, shit. That's not a bad idea.
That's the most practical application I've ever heard.
Wait, fiber to the portal. Like,
wait, does that mean your cat can visit us anytime then?
Yeah, but they wouldn't.
Rosie loves me.
Well,
the ferret, though. You might Rosie's get a ferret in your bed.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all right. There's already a ferret in my bed.
Rosie's just a whore. What a great time to move on to the next game. Liv.
Yes.
Would you bring this a fine evening for a girl talk?
A 2013 Papers, Please.
Ooh, Papers, Please. Was that 2013?
Yep.
Jesus. I've played maybe 5 minutes of that game.
You need to go play more.
I'm not aware of having abilities in that game.
Okay, maybe I'm stretching this a bit.
Okay.
But bear with me.
I'm with it.
We can reject it totally and I'll think of something else.
No,
but,
no, no.
I'm kind of... Yeah,
I'm going to allow this.
Definitely stretching it. Okay, you know how in Papers, Please, you're essentially a passport control kind of person.
Uh-huh.
And you have two stamps. Mm-hmm. And your stamps either decline or accept someone into your country.
Yeah.
Well, imagine if you had stamps that were that powerful.
You could just straight up deny or allow someone just into the country or just anything.
Hey, Liv, stop talking for a second. Reject.
Get fucked.
I'm just going to stop you there. Reject.
I mean,
you know what I mean? I'm kind of stretching it.
I said next.
You'd be a god. No one could stop you.
Yeah.
Except for you.
Yeah. So essentially what I'm trying to say is imagine if you had stamps that were imbued with a power. I know I am stretching it because that's not how stamps
work. I'm into it.
But it's... Yeah, they're powerful stamps, right? Because technically they're deciding the fate of someone.
Yeah, and specifically in Papers, Please, like you can condemn someone to death.
Yeah, it could literally
mean life or death. By sending them back to their home country, yeah.
So wait, yeah, what are the abilities though? You can obviously deport people or import people.
It's just rejecting.
Cam, I reject this conversation.
Oh, just fucking straight up.
It's gone.
Yeah,
that's what I was saying. I'm kind of stretching it to be a bit more magical.
Essentially what Liv is proposing is becoming a dictator.
You know what? I don't like...
I just want stamps that Here's the are thing. Magical.
Can I stamp the Bachelor and the Bachelorette with a fucking big fat reject stamp so they stop forever?
Yeah.
God, I'd love nothing more.
I would vote for you if you did that.
Thank you.
Imagine you had like, you found their script or their fucking contracts and you just stamped it with reject and it just magically just made the
show
finish.
Like, that's it. The stamp says reject. We're done. We can't do it.
Is this a situation where like it has to be on a piece of paper?
You just stab someone on the forehead.
Yeah. I reject it. Somebody asks you out and you just stab them on the forehead.
Yeah, accept.
So can I...
So it's Tinder.
Can I get a massive credit card bill and then just go, nah, rejected. I'm not paying that shit. Get fucked.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's what I'm going good. For.
I reject this.
My water bill? Fuck, reject that.
Just go to uni. Oh, you failed. Nah, reject. HD.
You failed. Accepted.
Yeah.
Done. Yep. Approved. See ya.
That's awesome.
Yep. I'm back on board.
You just go back to uni and just like walk out of there with like masters and fucking everything. Yep. Like,
yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'd have all the B's and the A's and the M's and the PhDs.
Well, the BAMFs.
BAMFs. You could fucking be amazing.
Nice.
You could get an EGOT.
You could.
You could get anything,
EGOT really easy.
Essentially.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like I feel like it's easier. It's more interesting if you kind of like define it as a piece of paper that you can like, even if you print out just saying like,
oh right, yeah,
you know, because it's Papers, Please, right?
Can you argue with the video game? Be like, you failed that level. Like, nah, I don't think I did. Accept it.
Yeah, sure. You just make the shittiest video game ever, and everyone starts reviewing it, and you're like, nah, best.
Yeah.
Like, you stamp your screen.
Yeah.
Does a screen work? Can I print it out and then stamp it? Like, that's perfect.
Let's do it.
That's awesome. Fucking reality warping stamp.
Yeah.
So on board.
Sure.
Hey, stamps.com, I got a pitch for you.
Easy.
Print your own. What?
Print your own fate.
What if you approve something, though, and then decide, oh shit, that was the wrong decision. I need to reject it.
Actually,
is your decision,
I think
that's it?
In Papers, Please, your first decision is final.
Yeah.
You can't reject someone and then go back and go, oh shit, no, I meant to accept.
Yeah, that's it.
It takes the first response you give in Papers, Please.
Well, it's not like the people come back to try again. Imagine if they did and then you could say yes.
One guy does a lot.
Yeah, he does.
Wait, is
Georgie,
it that? Yeah.
Georgie comes back multiple times and like you can reject him multiple times and then, So if people can try again, you need to stop plugging that fucking laptop in because it's making that ding noise every time you do it. Thank you, JLo.
Max, how do they work?
You could reject Alex. You reject Jailer.
Reject Jailer right now.
So if you were to reject me, would I just cease to exist?
Yes. I've been trying.
That's what you do. You'd find Jello's birth certificate.
Holy shit.
No, no, no. You find his birth certificate, you stamp reject and actually write J-Lo as his name.
Shit. Approved.
That sounds all right. That sounds all right.
Fucking hell.
It could be the death stamp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go around getting people's birth certificates. From
go get people's death certificates and reject them.
Yeah. Cheapest, quickest divorce lawyer ever.
Hey, Trump. Hey, Trump.
Huh.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. So it's like the most veto power ever.
Yeah.
Mm.
I like it.
That's awesome.
That's all right.
It's too much power.
You could just, I mean, you get your receipt and you get your bill for dinner. You're like, nah, I'm good. Nah.
Asking me for a tip? Nah.
It'd be a real piece of shit and be like, well, I'm just going to reject my gun. You guys can pay for yours.
Well, it's a piece of paper. You got to reject the whole thing or not, right?
Like, well,
you can be very specific.
The receipts and then reject yours.
Yeah, just rip it in half and just be like, that's my bit.
Well, or cross off your orders and then go accept. There you go.
This is like pay that. Some really weird, like, binary death note. If you like.
Sure.
Yeah. It's just this. Does it imbue the power in the, if I ripped off my part of the receipt, is it still the power of the whole bill? Or is it like, how does the paper work?
Wait, is it already stamped?
No, you're about to stamp it.
Oh, no. So it's just that whatever's
just
on that.
That that's it. All right, there you go.
On that page.
Wow.
It'd be really fucked up if your order was like in between a bunch of other
pieces.
So you had to kind of like just tear strips out of the receipt to get to yours. Like, well, we've got these three other pieces now.
Yeah.
Approved.
And like all the digital world, you'd have to be like, fuck man, like
that's why
you gotta print everything out.
You get a digital signature.
A digital stamp.
Yeah, a digital stamp.
Or nah, it's gotta be physical.
Papers, please.
Actually, good point.
Print it.
Papers,
please. If you go to Apple and they're like, I'll email you the receipt, be like,
no, print it out. No, I don't stamp. I'm powerless. Fuck.
Oh, fuck.
My warranty.
I'd have to break my training and ask for receipts again.
Yeah, every time. Every damn time.
I would hate that.
Your wallet's just full of pieces of paper. You don't have to carry money anymore. It's just receipts.
Just
always stamps.
I reject that plane noise.
I'm just trying to like figure out how to like reject really fucking weird things. What's something that's just absolutely bizarre that's printed out on a piece of paper? Like a birth certificate. Like a death certificate.
Are you in support of same-sex marriage?
Yeah.
Topical for our Australian listeners and no one else.
Wow.
You'd just be the ultimate, like, this is going back to the dictatorship. You could become a politician and just make any law you wanted.
Well, like, yeah, but I mean, it'd be tough to get a hold of. I could get a hold of your birth certificate if I tried really hard, but
I don't even think I've got a copy of it.
Yeah, what?
Was it? Social engineering.
Yeah, a little bit of that. Yeah. Figure that out. Fuck. University is a no-brainer. It's easy.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, agreed.
I'm trying to think of something cool.
You can sabotage job interviews. You go for a job interview and then you break into where they've got all of the printouts of their CVs and stuff.
Yeah.
And then where it's got all of their degrees,
You
just deny all of them.
Fuck that.
And they're like, you can't hire these guys. They don't have these degrees, but I do. I didn't study it. I just got approved.
I would just like get infinite raises from my job. Can I have a raise? Approved. Here you go. Bye.
That sounds all right.
Yeah.
But you get like,
I mean, that's such small thinking though. Like there are so many more bigger things you could do.
Well, it's just functional shit in real life, right?
Like applying that to like my situation right the fuck now.
Yeah, I'd go apply for a brand new house. I was like amazing and just get approved. There you go.
Approved.
But then
loan?
Loan, yeah, approved.
Approved. But then, like, let's write it off. Denied. Bye.
Perfect.
Yep.
Fucking awesome.
Actually, all you have to do is get a single piece of paper saying what I say goes approved. You don't have to stamp again. Now you just use your voice.
That's like the genie grab me three.
Yeah, that's how we're at. Hey, Taylor, papers, please.
Yeah.
Just one paper.
Just come back to that argument every time. I just use this, not papers, please.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Well, Alex.
Hello.
Did you bring a girl to talk about today?
Yeah, I brought a game that like no one at this table has played, so I'm pretty happy with that.
Ooh.
Why
does it make you happy?
Because I'm an elitist.
Oh, there you go.
He drinks out, mate. Rejected.
Reject my drink.
Reject your empty can.
Pour an empty can. It's
nah,
nothing.
This can's not empty.
Reject.
It just fills up.
It's not paper. Ah, I'll get it. Alex, what'd you bring today?
I brought Ace Attorney, the Phoenix Wright series.
Okay.
Well, you're wrong, because I have played at least an hour of that game.
Yeah.
I finished the first one.
Get back. Really?
Yeah, it was bad.
Fuck you.
Hey, Alex, I haven't heard of this game. You're welcome.
You're a lawyer. Alex,
what is Ace Attorney for
it's
those?
What do you call it? Graphic VMA? Graphic adventure novel.
Let's dumb it down for the people at home.
It's a text-based lawyer in-game.
Yep.
You're a lawyer, and you add objection literally into the microphone of the DS to make it go, objection.
It's pretty cute.
But you can see immediately if someone is lying. In those games.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Or at least one of the characters can at one point.
Okay.
Or
the psychic?
No, it's not the psychic. I've got another ability here, like able to able to summon dead people through a spirit medium, but we'll get to that later.
Okay. Spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers for later episodes. Just the ability to see if someone's lying.
Okay.
Yeah. Because that's an ability you get. Oh, God, I want to say Phoenix has that ability, or he just has a very good sense for liars.
Sure.
So if you just knew when someone was lying.
That's awesome.
100% of the time.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got one just like that. Now I want to bring mine up. Yeah. We'll do it later. Awesome.
It doesn't apply that much. It's just like an inherent ability where you just go through life being like,
yeah.
No, you're lying, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
Actually. You'd have to come up.
But then also you'd have to present evidence to prove they were lying to get them to confess.
As soon as you say you're a lying piece of shit, they'd be like, well, how do you know?
Yeah,
so you'd have to think.
And then also music plays goes, do, 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 do. And you go, objection!
Perfect.
I found these papers, please, that say you're lying. I reject it. No.
I'd be a professional poker player.
Totally.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, there is a character in that series that can see someone's tells. And poker does play a role in the fourth game in the series.
Well, there you go.
Which game are you doing? First one? Second one? Third one? Fourth one? Doesn't really matter.
I'd say the first one. Doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
The ability doesn't change.
I mean, yeah, what occupation could you do where you're surrounded by liars all the time?
Politician.
I guess you'd just be a fucking lawyer, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Well, I mean... Yeah, I guess, but like even a politician, because you're still gonna get that, you're gonna get that evidence out. Like the detective's good because you're like, okay, cool.
I've got the evidence.
Spoilers. I know this motherfucker's done it, so we're just gonna figure out how to.
Yeah.
You just be a crooked cop, but you're not crooked.
Sure.
You're just like, I know he did it. So I mean,
there's a case in the first game that deals with like forged evidence.
So how do you
deal with that? You know.
Well, you know who's lying.
It's true.
But you gotta. Prove.
But like, if you, but like, no one knows that you're gonna present forged evidence to like prove that someone's lying.
Sure.
Yeah. Papers, please.
Fuck, that's complicated.
Yeah. It's a complicated one that doesn't have that many legs now that I think about it.
Yeah. it's got good legs. Like, the amount of times someone bullshits to you.
Once again, it's practical.
Yeah. It's day-to-day stuff.
I would love to be able to call people out when they're lying, even though, you know, you can do that already, but then, with 100%
but you know.
Infallacy. What about, like, white lies that are, like... Someone wants to surprise you with something and they're clearly lying because they're like...
All right, so at the end of one of the Ace Attorney games, there's actually, you make a moral decision whether to let... It's like you can either convict the wrong person, even though they're a piece of shit, or you can convict the right person...
Who you secretly
who's
going
to get away anyway or something like that. It's I can't remember what the fucking details are. At the end of the second game, I think you have the choice of... Who you convict and who goes free, even though like, I think it might even be the case of like this person paid the other person to do a bunch of murdering. Technically, yes, they're guilty for a different crime though. So I just don't remember how the fuck that goes.
I'm just thinking more day to day stuff. It does come up, you know,
sure, white lies.
Yeah, like what if someone wanted to throw you a birthday surprise party?
Sorry, my point with that was. That would suck if like you said, oh no, we're not doing anything for your birthday. You'd be like, fuck, I know they're lying.
You never get surprised.
I don't know what that means.
Well, no, you know that they're lying. You just don't know what they're like, what the truth is.
Yeah.
You still don't know what the truth is. You just know that what they said is a lie.
Sure.
So when it's like, hey, Cam, you busy this weekend? And you're like, yeah, I got lots of shit to do. I can't hang out. I'd be like, he's lying.
But you don't know.
But
that you're a piece of shit.
Just gonna sit at home eating Reddies.
Yeah.
Freddy's,
please sponsor us. That's that's fine.
I think I'd be shocked at how much you'd come across people lying.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Because
that's totally. Pretty much being human, isn't it?
Yeah, is that like a Death Note thing? Can I like look in a TV and just watch like the politicians?
Are you just channel surfing? Lying, click, lying, yeah. Click, yeah. Lying. Yep, yeah. Every single motherfucker on this TV is lying at me right now.
Yeah.
How do you know?
How do you know?
Yeah. Is it just a
butterflies in your tummy?
This is like a prompt.
UI comes up.
I mean, like later on they made it like this thing where you played a mini game where they had like locks across them.
Oh, okay.
It's like, oh, I can tell this person's lying. I need to prevent, you know, they've got four locks. I got to get four pieces of evidence to prove their, you know, break their,
yeah,
their, lie. Their, lull, their soul locks, to, you know.
Their web of lies.
So you just see like, the courtroom and it's just covered in fucking chains.
You're yeah. Like, you need a spirit medium to break the locks, I think is the problem.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I know. It's a real tough one.
Yeah, damn.
I got to play that last game. I love that series. I just missed out the last one.
What's the best situation to know if someone's lying? Poker, right? That's like...
Well, if you want to use the advantage of the lie, say poker or something like that. But if you want to do good with
binary.
It, you could be, you'd want to be a detective or something.
Yeah.
So you're involved with the case where priests have been diddling kids. You know that priest is lying, but the problem is what we've been saying, getting that evidence, the truth out of them.
Yeah.
And that would be frustrating as
well.
That's when
surveillance comes in.
Oh, God. Shout out to
every time. What was I going to say? I don't think poker's all that useful because...
Well, it's binary because it sounds like if you have something that's a lie, it's like, oh.
No, but like it's saying, I'll stay. That's not a lie. You don't know what they've got.
No, it's more true. Picking up on their tells. It's you're like, tells. Okay.
Yeah. That's a different ability.
Yeah. That's just lying.
That is an expressly different ability by a different character in the Ace Attorney series.
Yeah. Well,
that's not what I brought to the table, J-Lo. Thank you.
You go up to the
paper,
objection.
You go up to the poker player and be like, hey, what do you have? And they're like, I don't know. You're like, you're lying.
Yeah.
Shit.
Well, that didn't really gain me any information, but I know he's lying.
I'm sure there's know some what he has. Out there.
Do you have a one? Do you have a two? Do you have a three? Do you have
a... Let's go through. Yeah.
Shut up.
You're playing Go Fish with someone.
Do you have any
Go
twos?
Fish. You lying piece of shit.
There you go. Is it a lie? Is it a lie if they've mistakenly not realized they actually have the number that you're asking?
Nah, that's getting too complicated.
No. They're telling the truth because they do not.
Is it Costanza rules? It's not a lie if you believe it.
No. No.
What do you mean?
No Costanza rules in here. He's a fictional character.
George Costanza was not an Ace Attorney.
Dip.
No, but I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you don't know you're lying, is that count? Is that a lie?
No, I don't think moment.
We're getting into ethics.
Not
now.
Until you realize.
We need to stop. We need to, Cam, you need to tell us what your thing is.
Well, I had a few. You know what? I'm going to go for the fun one.
Oh, thank God.
Fuck you, J-Lo.
I'm kidding.
It's about time someone brought some fun to this show.
We got Papers, Please and like lying. And what was yours, J-Lo?
Portals.
Wow. Yeah. Fucking riveting shit. No.
Now you're thinking with
Hey, did anyone play a little game called Burnout 3?
No.
Takedown?
Yeah.
In that video game, not only do you drive like a fucking maniac, but you have the ability, correct me if I'm wrong if it's the wrong one, but you have the ability to drive up the rear end of cars going the same direction and it doesn't affect you at all.
Oh, like you go underneath them or something like that?
No, you just push them out of the way.
So I hit someone in the rear.
Rear end someone, it doesn't affect your car at all. But if you hit the person heading the opposite direction, so towards you, then you will crash your car.
So what you're saying is that I can just cruise down the highway doing whatever the fuck speed I want.
Murdering
fools. Again, we're getting to ethics.
Wait, so my car doesn't get damaged, but their car gets totaled.
They get completely totaled. They get out of your way and they're just gone.
So I could be fanging it down the freeway.
100%.
Peak hour traffic, not a problem.
And
not
I
problem.
Don't have to change lanes. I just stick in my lane.
As long as you're going.
Cars flying everywhere, but I'm 100% fine.
You're fine.
I believe, like, after the second time, the police would get wise and just fucking fuck out.
But, officer, there's no damage on my car.
It wasn't me.
So the power is imbued in you, not your car.
Is it your car?
It's the car that you drive.
I think it's the car you drive because you can drive many cars in that game.
Yeah. Good question. So if Cam drives my car, my car gains that ability.
Yep.
Okay.
But only for that moment that he's in the car.
Yeah, only while he was in the driver's seat.
Yeah, and driving like a fucking maniac. Yes.
Sure. So you have to have speed before you can...
Well, of course.
Okay. So like if you're in stop-start peak hour traffic and you're stopped, you can't just like go, fuck this. brr, and like hit 20 Ks into the back of the car in front of you.
Yeah, it's like the cars that you hit in the bum become instantly light. But sure. I'm sure that you'd have to have some speed, yes.
Is there a so there's a minimum threshold
I'm
of
sure
speed?
Some minimum yeah. Okay. Threshold of speed, sure. Yes.
But I'm sure once you've hit that speed, nothing's gonna stop you.
No, you just go over the west gate.
Fucking, fucking freight train.
Flinging cars.
So left just like Back to the Future. You hit that top speed that you need.
88 miles per hour?
Yep.
Jayla, don't try and make, you know, references to my favorite movie without knowing what the fuck's going on.
That's it. You just make sure you hit that speed and away you go. Now, does the opposite, well, sorry, the same thing actually happen to you? If someone was to tap me on the butt, would I go flying?
No, you're fine.
You're fine.
Absolutely.
Okay. Just everyone else.
Everyone else, yeah.
Okay.
No, but
I mean that's good. I'd prefer not to go flying.
Yeah, that's right.
If I was in my car,
I mean, don't hit anyone on the other side of the street because then you'll die.
Yes,
like I guess IRL anyway.
Don't drive into oncoming traffic. A weirdly good lesson.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Hit it here first.
Yeah,
I guess the problem is the morals, isn't it? The people that you're fucking up.
That's an issue. It could be, you know. I mean, they're probably dead. The car becomes very light, though, so I don't know if they're actually dying or exploding.
They fucking fly, and they do explode.
It's not really explored in Burnout 3.
Yeah, no. They just kind of fly through them and listen to dope music. So
yeah,
and then they keep racing you.
It's fucking awesome.
Weird.
Well, I guess if I was a professional car racer, car driver,
professional race driver.
I got there in the end.
Great job.
Then I'd be pretty unstoppable as long as my car could reach my opponents.
Yeah, that's right.
And make them go flying.
Yeah. You just like, give them a love tap and then they just like veer off and you're like,
I mean, that
boy.
Happens in racing naturally anyways.
That's true. Yeah.
So
you just want to do it so well in that context that you don't want to get arrested, right? You don't want to make it look like it's your fault. You're just going to go, ah, that, bah, bah, and then like love tap them so they kind of car just
Yeah, it's because the person that's... like at the back is the one that gets fined and stuff.
That's right.
But you've got no damage on your car. You get
no damage at all. Yeah. Wasn't me.
No, how's your insurance?
Cars no damage. What insurance?
Great.
Just checking. Don't need insurance.
It'd be really great if you like just were just under the speed limit before that started happening. You went, oh no, I'm not going to make it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hit a car.
Yep.
Oh fuck.
I think it'd be very limited.
To driving?
What? The use of your powers. I mean, you could maybe go into a war zone and you're driving around in a super fast car, ramming up the back of tanks and stuff to blow them up.
You want to?
No, you're fine. You got it, Alex.
No, I'm good. Yeah, okay. I'm good over here.
If you can get that car in the air and just tap a helicopter
like
or something,
you just
it'll go
don't
flying.
Care.
Yeah, what context is it that just like you're going to save the world?
That's it. I'm going to save the world by going fast.
Are you Vin Diesel?
I'm going in a certain direction, and I'm going to be able to hit them in the butt.
That's it. If I tap you in the butt, I'm going to save the world.
Yeah.
Kim Jong Un's just fired a missile. Launch my car into that missile.
Yeah.
As long as I get it from behind.
You're going to get it from behind, though. That's right. It's perfect. It's like the Fast and the Furious.
They solve everything with speed.
Yeah.
I can't.
Don't do
different
drugs.
Kind of speed. Don't do drugs. Stay in school.
Jesus. Fuck, Burnout 3 was a good game, though. God.
I wish they'd make another Burnout.
I wish they'd make another Burnout. It's not hard.
Paradise was really good, too.
A really great game.
Who made it?
Criterion.
The same people that make Need for Speed now.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. I think that most of the company's gone.
They merged Burnout with Need for Speed in a really, really weird way, and now it's just Need for Speed.
Yep. But now comes part of the show.
This is not a video game podcast.
This is now comes part of the show where we all have to decide which ability that we'd like. And of course, don't be disgusting. You can't have your own. Jayla.
I'm going first. Well,
recap us. What's Jayla's?
Portals. Mine was portals.
Portals, lying,
papers please.
And
rear-ending. Rear-ending.
Consequentless rear-ending.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can't choose my portal, so I'm going to have to go with the ability to stamp yes or no on everything.
Sure.
As long as it's on a piece of paper.
Yeah. I'm going to go with papers, please, as well.
Yeah, same.
Hey, Liv, great job.
What do you got, Liv?
What do you choose?
I'd go with lying.
Great.
Really?
With detecting lying, yeah.
But I mean, rear-end. Nah, that's some shit.
Portals, you never commute to work again.
Portals never got a look.
Yeah.
That's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
It's so 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, portals. Like, you just got to get to the
with
other
portals.
Bit. Like,
I'm good.
It's not about the destination, it's about the journey.
The practicality of it is not, yeah.
Like, I mean, you could ship something, you could get, like, again, like the wall ships somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It costs you a fucking fortune, but then like, you know, it's cheaper than four people. You're thinking of
like
a giant,
you're thinking you're like too big with the wall. It's like, it's not that big a wall. It's very thin.
Yeah, sure.
If you could slip it into like a, you know.
It's just got to be on a piece of cardboard.
Well.
Yeah. What if, can you roll it up? Can you get flexible walls?
No, that would break it. Yeah. No, the thing is, yeah, you put it on the wall.
Great question. I don't know why that's annoying.
Lay it down in a very thin crate that's only a few, you know.
Yeah, like plasterboard
or something. Yeah, plasterboard. Yeah. Happy as Larry.
Shit, this house is made of.
Like, yeah, exactly. Just like shoot it on the wall, cut the chunk of wall off, ship.
Don't get your bond back. It's fine.
Because if you had that wall and you were in the plane and you were doing like, you know, skydiving, you could just hang the wall out over the edge and everyone would fly out of it.
Sure.
But then the other situation is there's a bunch of people in a room on the ground looking and there's all this wind just like gushing out.
Yeah, what is the pressure?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is the pressure physics involved in
that? Yeah, fucked. Like the cardboard thing you're holding onto would just snap in like a stamp.
Really hot in summer and you need an air conditioner. Just ship a portal down to Antarctica or something. Other in your bedroom.
I kind of know how to do that. You want to ship a portal. You know,
there's very few windows to actually ship things to Antarctica. You only do it for about 6 months a year, and I'm pretty sure
summer is
that time.
Why do you know that?
Because I heard about it on a podcast.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. You've only got 6 months in a year to ship stuff.
The ice on the water.
And then you heard it on this podcast too. Thanks everyone for listening.
Not watching, but listening.
Stamps win this round. Thanks, Liv. Congratulations.
Good job, Liv.
There are no winners in this show, but you won anyway. So thanks everyone for listening. And my name's Cam. You were listening to The Girl Talk. And this was Liv and Alex and Chalo.
Bye. Hello.
You can see us every Tuesday and Thursday at 7:30 p.m. on twitch.tv/clicksticks.
One day clicksticks.com will be a thing.
One day.
And you can follow us on Twitter for updates.
Yeah, you do the Twitter at clickysticks, Facebook at clickysticks, music.lee. At Clicky Six? No, that's a new social media thing. You should check it out.
No,
it's fucking terrible.
No, I don't want to be forever young.
Yeah, no. And on that bombshell, we're going to get out of here. Thanks everyone for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.